Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in North County Dublin, pop into the White Sands Hotel and tell them Adrian and Jeremy from Opinions Matter asked you to pop in. So what? Before I tell you what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big, huge shout out to our current show sponsor, The Snail Box. If you've ever been there, you will know that the Snail Box is a one-of-a-kind pub. Nothing quite like it. A pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn in County Meath, known for their mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot. It's an experience. Now, right now, they are on a mission to set a world record, a Guinness World Record, for the largest baseball cap collection in the world. And they're getting there, but they need a little more help. If you are anywhere in the world, pick up a baseball cap, bring it to the Snail Box when you get home, and if it's unique, it'll go into their collection to try and break this world record. And have a bite to eat them while you're at it. In return for giving them a baseball cap from anywhere in the world, they will give you one of their own, so you won't be without a baseball cap. Are you with me? So please do help. The Snail Box is just 20 minutes from the M50, the perfect spot for good food, good fun, and for making history. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Jordan has been in contact with us. And here's what the message says. And by the way, this came in on an email or email address, allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. My sister is dating a scumbag drug dealer for the last 8 months, and my parents won't even talk to her anymore over it. He's a big coke and weed dealer in Dublin 15, and she sees nothing wrong with what he's doing. She loves the money he makes, like what a dope she is. She's 28, but acting like a... It's a word I'm not going to read out. Over it. My parents haven't spoken to her since the summer over it and are disgusted with it, but she says he's not a bad person and it's a job like any other job, FFS. You should talk about this, why people get into relationships with scumbag dealers and don't see anything wrong with what they do. And that is from a guy called Jordan, who's disgusted. Well, he's not the only one disgusted. He and the parents are disgusted that his 28-year-old sister is dating a drug dealer for the last 8 months. And
now, in his original message, this is just a by the by, but in his original message, he named this person and full name. Mm-hmm. First name, you can just see it there. We scratched it out of the message. But I Googled this person and his name did not come up. So he's obviously not a huge...
Well, his name didn't come up because he hasn't been convicted of anything.
Oh, sorry, maybe he hasn't. Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying he's not part of the cartel or anything like that. Okay, so he's dealing a bit of weed and a bit of cocaine. Here's my take on it. And a lot of you may be surprised by this, but I've been thinking about this over the last 24 hours when I knew we were going to be talking about this. Okay, I wouldn't want that for my daughter or my sister, dating a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. But she is kind of right. It is just a job. I've never had any hatred towards drug dealers. They're no different than people who work in bookies. They're no different than barmen who sell alcohol. They're no different.
He's peddling an illegal product.
But it's only that it's illegal. That's the only difference.
Okay, hang on.
He's providing a service is what he's doing.
And he's paying tax then on his income,
okay,
is he?
Okay, but all the people...
Is he? Tax is very important. You have to pay your way.
Yes, you do. No, he's not. That part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to be angry with someone for not paying tax. My point is...
I think some people will be.
My point... No, okay.
This couple are living the life, yeah?
If there's anybody listening to this podcast now who's upset with someone not paying tax, you're all hypocrites because a load of you evade tax.
Okay, evade tax. Do a Nixer or whatever. That's different from what we're talking about here. Here's a guy who's making his entire income paying no tax whatsoever and living the life.
As I said, I wouldn't want him for anybody in my family, but the point I'm trying to make is the hypocrisy, the amount of messages that we have had coming in the last few hours since we said we were talking about this, talking about, oh, he's a scumbag and all that, and all of you are on the bag every weekend, or a lot of you are on the bag every weekend. See, you want to make, you'd like to feel...
What are you getting at here? Just because somebody might be...
If you have, okay, here's the point. I can talk about this, the rest of you can't. I can talk about this because A, I've never done cannabis, and B, I've never done cocaine, and C, I've never taken any services from a drug dealer. Okay, I've never taken any service from a drug dealer.
But yes, in the same breath, you're saying, oh, he provides a valuable service. Fair play to him.
I didn't use the word valuable. I don't think it's a valuable service. He's providing a service. So that's my first point. The second point is half of you getting all faux outrage about this. Oh, God, it's scumbag. Half of you are on the bag at the weekend. And for those of you who aren't on the bag at the weekend, the other half of you are smoking weed. If we were to open the lines now and say, who has smoked weed in the last week? Every single one of you would be on saying, yeah, smoke it. Where'd you get that weed from? So you all like to distance yourself from drug dealers, but you are in the same bracket. If you are a drug user, you are providing this, I was about to name him actually, you are providing this drug dealer with service. Whether, and you go on about, weed, it's grown in the garden, it's not a drug, blah, 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 blah. If you believe that cannabis isn't a bad drug, and you believe that cocaine isn't a bad drug, because most of you don't believe it's a bad drug because you're snorting it every weekend, then why? How could you have an issue with the person that supplies it?
Let me just bring this back to the start of this conversation.
Where do you get your drugs from, all of you? Where do you get your drugs from? Do you get it from the Argos catalogue? No, you get it from a drug dealer.
Okay, let me go back to Jordan's sister.
Give over with the hypocrisy. You're all hypocrites. I'm not a hypocrite because I've never done drugs in my life.
Okay, so hang on. Again, I want to clarify your point on this. This woman is 28. He's a coke and weed dealer. She sees nothing wrong with it. She loves the money that he makes. Okay? Now, that is one of the attractions for malls with drug dealers.
Someone said that word. I didn't know what that word is. What's a mall?
This girl is.
No, what's a mall? What does it mean?
It's a nickname for the girlfriend of a drug dealer.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So this mall, loves the life that he gives her with all the money that he's taken in.
Yeah.
Taken in out of the misery of other people's addiction to cocaine and to cannabis. And then to add insult to injury, not paying a penny in tax. And
I hear we're not doing the topic on tax evasion because every single person is a tax evader.
Well, here, we'd all be much richer if we didn't have to pay tax. This fucker is rich because he doesn't pay tax.
He's hardly going to go to revenue and say, I made this much.
You're making it sound like this family should get over themselves. There's nothing wrong with this fella. He's only a dealer. That's literally what you're saying.
No, again, don't put words in my mouth. All I'm saying is you're all hypocrites because you take the drugs. You take the drugs. Where do you get them? Do you get them from the Argos catalogue? No, you get them from... You probably don't go directly to a dealer because that would be beneath you all, okay? Because you wouldn't want to go to a scummy dealer. But you'll go to a second party, someone who knows someone. You'll ring up your mates... and you'll get the drugs.
And by the way, the amount of our listeners messaging in disgusted with you for saying they're all on the bag. The majority of our listeners who've messaged us are saying absolutely not.
Didn't say you're all on the bag. If you'd rewind,
you said
back,
you're all hypocrites.
I said a lot of you are hypocrites. Here, I'm not naive enough to, or I'm not that naive that I don't realize how many people take cocaine recreationally.
I'm aware of that.
And I wouldn't waste my breath even asking you, I wouldn't waste my time even asking you to ring in to admit that you've done cocaine because no one...
Okay, so paraphrase, this guy Jordan and the family are disgusted with his sister for dating this drug dealer, okay?
I wouldn't be happy with it myself.
Right, so what's the point you're trying to make? Nobody... wants their sister or daughter going out with a drug dealer.
You look at the amount of... Anytime drug dealers are killed or whatever, they end up dying in the news, you have so many people saying, he was a lovely fella, pillar of the community and stuff like that. As long as he's not harming anybody, is he not just providing a service?
Jeremy, I have to stop you now, and I will quote you back. A drug dealer isn't harming anybody.
No, I said, is he...
No, you said, as long as he's not harming anybody.
As long as he's not... Okay, providing 22-year-old Jennifer with some cocaine that she does every weekend, is he harming her? She's choosing... People choose to take drugs, by the way. I've been very clear about this, about my stance on this since we began talking.
People choose to take them,
People choose to take drugs. Drug dealers do not force the drugs on anybody.
So he's a decent elf skin and the family shouldn't be upset. He's only providing a service.
No, I didn't say he's a decent elf.
Just like a barman.
Well, a barman creates alcoholics. So I'm not comparing a drug deal, but they're both peddling drugs. Well, alcohol's a drug. Oh, is it not?
Oh, no, so you're now going to compare Jordan's brother-in-law with a barman. Seriously, what drugs did you take today before you came in here?
The biggest drug dealer in the state is Diageo, but you will ignore that, Jeremy. Guaranteed you've used their drugs. Sorry, will you listen? You listen to a different show, Louise. I just said that alcohol is also a drug.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Would you be happy with a family member dating a drug dealer? Jeremy's saying he's only providing a service, which really shocks me. Jessica!
She's big and stupid enough to make her own mistakes if she wants to get with a fucking drug dealer. That's her fault. She's an even bigger fucking idiot. Let's see how much you love him when a rival drug dealer or drug gang shoots him fucking dead and he's lying out in a coffin. Let's see how much you love him then, or when he's shipped off to prison. But then again, if she's in prison, if he's in prison, she'll probably go up every day and be like, "Ah, oh, that's my Darren. Oh, I love him so much." Get fucked, you absolute idiot. You deserve each other.
Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Claire. Jordan and the family are very upset that his 28-year-old sister is dating a drug dealer. What did you want to say on this?
I completely agree with Jordan. It's like, don't completely turn your back on your sister, obviously, because you it's going to not work out. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work out. But my main thing today is Jeremy calling everybody out there today about being on the bag and smoking weed.
Because not everybody is on the bag or smoking weed.
I didn't say every single person is on the bag or smoking weed. I said between the two drugs, you'd probably cover 3/4 of the population. Not just our audience, the population.
No, I don't agree with you at all. You 3/4 of the population.
Are doing some sort of drug. Do you know how...
Yeah, having a pint of the weekend,
no,
maybe.
No, I'm talking about either cannabis or cocaine.
No, they're not.
Oh, okay. But
there would be a high amount, but not as...
Not
like,
3/4 or anything
no,
like it.
No, definitely not. And especially like... in there commenting, like all the people I see commenting and whatever, it's like a lot of your viewers, I'm sure, maybe some of them are, and I'm gullible to it, but I'm not. And
no,
I
no nor,
and
nor am I, and yeah, nor is yeah, anybody in the circle of yeah, friends that I hang around with.
Yeah,
no,
but then
none.
Compare a barman with a drug dealer. Oh, no.
Well,
no.
I'm saying they both push a drug. They both push a drug. That's the
I am push a drug. A barman goes up to you and says, "Drink that."
Well, no, they don't push a drug, but they both provide a service with drugs. Anyway, it's not an argument about barmen versus drug dealers. Obviously, a drug dealer is an illegal occupation. A barman is not. But if both of you are going to sit here and not realise how prevalent cannabis use is in Ireland and cocaine use, then you're boldly...
I'm aware of how that it is very prevalent, but nothing like 3/4 of the population.
No,
nothing.
I
don't know what circles you're hanging around in. I would say if you said a quarter of the population, I'd say yes.
Yeah, but Claire, you look at all the professional people. You know, you look at lawyers, barristers, accountants that are all doing Charlie at the weekend. Yeah, they're not scumbags. These are educated people that can't... I know people like this who go out the weekend and are on the bag every weekend. They would look down their nose on drug dealers and see drug dealers as little inner city scumbags. Yeah, that's what they'd look down. They are literally lining the pockets of these drug dealers, and that's the point I'm trying to make.
What's this got to do with Jordan and his brother-in-law that he doesn't really want to be his brother-in-law?
It's the hypocrisy of the whole
thing. Oh, you're saying Jordan must be on the bag himself, he's a hypocrite.
Well, no, because I'm not going to cause legal issues by suggesting anybody's on the bag, but all I'm saying is, guys, wake up and realise, do you not believe that there's people listening to this show right now who are on the bag?
Obviously.
Yes, that's the point.
You think the whole population is doing it? It's ridiculous.
I never said
3/4. 3/4 of the population.
Probably on some type of drug.
Yeah, a tablet.
No, I'm talking about either cannabis or cocaine.
No, they're not. 3/4, ridiculous comparison. Claire, the argument here is that, Jordan can't understand...
He's worried about his sister,
He's worried about his sister, yeah. And you're saying, don't fall out with him, don't fall out with her permanently, but let her know how you feel?
Yeah, let her know how you feel. Keep her kind of at arm's length. Like, drug dealers can get themselves up caught up in a lot of trouble. And they won't just target him, they will target the closest. And I see where the brother is coming from, because he's worried about her, and then she's connected to her family. So he's probably worried as well that the trouble will be brought to him.
And that is the big picture here. That is the big picture. It's a dangerous game, providing that service that Jeremy was lauding there a minute ago. But it literally can, it's more than just the danger of the drugs that he's peddling, and even the moral, moral aspect of it, but the danger. And I mean, Jeremy, you you're painting it out that everybody does it, therefore Darren is providing this service. This is risky business, dangerous business.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And most drug dealers will end up at the bottom of a canal or end up shot in a car. And so it's not a business I would want to do, or anybody would want to do. But I feel like I'm repeating myself, is the hypocrisy. If you've ever taken a drug in your life, an illegal drug, I mean cocaine, cannabis, heroin, whatever the case may be. If you've ever taken one of those drugs in your life, you have got them from his sister's boyfriend or someone of that ilk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're as dirty as they are. You're literally lying in the pockets of drug dealers.
Just because you might have bought a drug in the past doesn't mean you want your sister going out with one of them.
Oh, okay. So they're good enough for buying drugs off and not good enough for dating your sister.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Okay, yeah. Pretty much. Would you agree with that, Claire?
Oh, completely. I've seen the effects of what happens to drug dealers and stuff like that. And people owing money to drug dealers. It's not a nice circle to be involved in at all. And I get it. I have little half sisters, and I wouldn't want them caught up with drug dealers and stuff like that. It's a dangerous game. You know, it is a serious dangerous game, and Ireland is getting worse. I do have to agree with that. Ireland is getting worse for its drug problem, but like, it's not everybody. It's you do see who's on it and who's not on it, you know. And if people stopped buying off them, there wouldn't be this problem.
And that's exactly the point I'm making. All these, you know, again, these posh people, the models who were out at the weekend. And I know, because I used to hang around with a lot of these people in the nightlife, Adrian. So did you. You used to see it in Lily's. Remember, you used to see it in Lily's, them all taken. All these posh people who looked down their nose on drug dealers.
Again, what's this got to do with Jordan giving out yards about his sister going out with a drug dealer?
I don't get why a woman would be into that. But obviously, it's the money. It's the money. It's obviously the money. Women are a lot of women are attracted to money.
Go get a man that does a proper 9-to-5 job or whatever.
Oh no, a few minutes ago you were saying, so what, he doesn't pay tax?
No,
that's literally what you said. And we're going to have a debate about tax.
Well, we're not.
This fucker is making his livelihood off your back. He's not paying anything towards this country, and he's peddling drugs that are causing addiction and harm to other people. End of. End of. I don't know how. Are you making up this opinion today to be controversial?
No, I'm not. Why would I be making it up?
Like, it's ridiculous. You're
Jesus, what am I actually?
Your point today makes zero sense.
Well, it actually makes perfect sense. What have I said that's controversial? Other than if you take drugs, you buy them from a dealer. Statement of fact. Hello.
Again, what's that got to do with Jordan's sister? She's dating a drug dealer. You came on and basically said you're all hypocrites.
I said if you've
just because you've bought drugs off a drug dealer doesn't mean you want your sister going out with one. They're not that nice people.
No, I wouldn't say they are.
Louise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Louise?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Louise. What did you want to say on this?
A friend of mine, quite a number of years ago, was seeing someone who got involved with drugs. And in the beginning, he was perfectly fine, and he was a really nice, decent person, and had loads of friends. And then gradually, over the years, he lost a lot of those friends. Did he lose
those friends because people just didn't want to have anything to do with him anymore?
Yeah, people didn't want to be around what he was involved with. And obviously, it took quite a while for my friend to realise that, you know, that wasn't what she wanted from her life, to live with that.
And can I ask you then, what was the attraction?
He just wanted to make easy money.
And that's,
you know?
That's what I just said to Jeremy a minute ago. These drug dealers are all about making easy money on the back of other people's misery or addiction or whatever.
Yeah.
What was the attraction for your sister when she got with him in the first place?
She knew him before he was involved. So she knew him as a person, and as a person, he was absolutely fine. He was a fantastic person, loads of friends, really popular. But then, you know, started getting involved with this for to make additional money, and I don't know, just continued to do it. Was holding down jobs and everything, but, you know, it spiraled, and actually he ended up addicted himself.
As an awful lot of them do, had the truth be known, that they start sampling the product themselves, and if they haven't already from the start, if they're not selling in order to feed their habit.
As far as I'm aware, and this is 20 years later, he's still doing it.
That wouldn't surprise me
at
all.
And he's still to feed the addiction. And has lost many, many close friends due to the fact.
Okay, so
life choices.
So when your sister eventually, and I say eventually because it took her time, when she eventually walked away from him, what was the reason that she left him or she finished with him?
She didn't want to use or be involved with drugs. So it was the drugs, actually, that was the reason.
And what was the reaction? Because this guy, Jordan, who contacted us, was telling us about the reaction of family. Family want nothing to do with her. What was the reaction of your family and you at the time when she was going out with a guy who was obviously a drug dealer?
Many people tried to advise her against it, but obviously she knew him long before he ever got involved. And knew him as a person, not the behaviour and the life path that he chose. And that is why she loved him, you know?
Which is, do you find that sad? Do you find it pathetic? What do you find? Is it looking back?
It's quite sad because of the number of friends that he has lost. And obviously, the relationships. There's been other relationships as well that have... You know, once they discovered about the drugs, they don't want to be involved, you know.
Hmm. So she eventually got away from him. And like you said, he's still at it to this day. This guy, Jordan, giving out yards, picking on his sister, telling her that she's wrong, she's going out with this guy. Is there not a risk, though? With her family blanking her in the way in which they are, with her brother talking about it, saying what a lowlife she is dating a drug dealer, is there not a risk that family reacting in that way is just going to drive her further into his arms?
Yeah, quite possibly. I do think they need to step back and let her make her own life choices. But they are right in trying to advise her that the path that he's choosing are not right and can potentially end up either killing themselves or in jail or putting other people's lives at risk due to the substances that he's dealing.
It's an awful story, I have to say. Do me a favour, Louise, and stay with me there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved. Darren.
Whether they like to admit it or not, love the bad boys. The bigger the scumbag, the better looking the woman. Even if he's an ugly bastard. That's a fact.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Susan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Susan. Would you want your sister going out with a drug dealer?
No, and I certainly wouldn't want my daughter going out with one either. And as I said in the comment in my WhatsApp, where would you start with this? There is no words. Like, she's that wrapped up in it all now. And I just hope he doesn't deal bad and have blood in his hands. Because if he's that wrapped up in it, and what happens if it goes all wrong? And if he owes money and he starts going, like, if she can't pay it, he can't pay it. And they know they're together. What does she say if they don't go to their own houses? So she's basically putting her family at risk here. Like, there could be young kids in the house. There could be...
And this is, is the point... this is the point that I was trying to make to Jeremy earlier on. There's more than the moral side of drug dealing. There is...
It's an immoral job. I agree with you completely. It's not even a job. It's not a proper job.
You said it's providing a service.
No,
quote, unquote.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Jeremy, you said it's providing a service.
No, that's the statement of fact.
What kind of... What planet is Jeremy on? Well, no, he's that's providing the service.
Well, no, that is a statement of fact.
Jeremy.
Susan, that's a statement of fact.
Hold him in, Jeremy. Your tax money is... He's still claiming the dole here, I'd say, and so is she. So your tax money is holding their dole there, like, to collect every week. Yeah, he's doing what he's doing. You know what I mean? What happens if he deals bad and the poor victim comes, you know what I mean, like, dead? Like, what do you say then?
Okay, well,
he's got bloody hands.
But I've always said that about drug users. Nobody forces a drug user to take the drugs. When, you know, we mentioned the fictitious Jennifer, who's 24 years of age and goes out at the weekend with all her mates, all these posh D4 girls, and five of them go out and they buy cocaine every weekend. Nobody forces them to do cocaine. Now, I think anybody who takes cocaine is a fucking idiot. I wouldn't touch... Well, I have never even touched cannabis.
I've never touched anything like that.
On my family's life, people think myself and Adrian... do coke because we're in the media business and everybody in media does coke. We're not Jerry Ryan.
No, there's only one gobshite from Finglas who thinks I do coke.
I've never touched a drug in my life and never will. But anybody that takes that... And one of the reasons, by the way, I never took drugs, even when I was younger, was I was terrified. God, I used to pal around with a girl, and on a night out, she would... Back when ecstasy was a thing, she'd do coke and ecstasy on the same night. And I was like... Jesus Christ.
How are you not dead?
Because I would be the one person that would do something like that and end up dead. So I've never done drugs, but I also respect someone's free right and choice to do drugs if they're that fucking stupid. I respect, you know, well, respect's the wrong word, but I accept that you can put whatever substance you want into your own body, but don't come crying to me you wouldn't come crying to me because you'd be dead from an overdose. But the point I'm trying to make
is... And Jordan's brother-in-law is just providing a service. I have to keep bringing you back to that, Jeremy.
It's a horrible service, but it's a service. Well, it is. That's a statement of fact. The service is drug dealing. That's a service.
So, okay, hang on. People were reacting earlier on. When we put this post up earlier on about would you be happy with a family member dating a drug dealer, the reaction was no, they're scum. And your reaction to that was you're all hypocrites because you've all taken drugs.
No, drug dealers are scum.
Drug dealers are scum.
Let's get that straight. But, again... At the risk of repeating myself, if you have ever taken a drug, Susan hasn't. So, Susan, this conversation isn't about you, that I'm saying. But to all the people who smoke, who buy their bag of weed at the weekend, where do you buy the weed? Ask yourself.
But just
that
because
question.
You buy the weed that, yeah. doesn't mean you want your sister going out with one of them.
Like, what happens if they're walking up the road one day, right? For argument's sake, anywhere. They could be anywhere. And he owes money. Just say, and it has happened as you well know with Jeremy, it's on the news every day. That someone comes up and blows the head off him, right? And she's standing there. What's she going to do there? She's dead.
I agree. Drug dealers, in my opinion, and Jordan probably is right.
Is she not worried that her family has disowned her? Like, I mean, like, he can leave her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where is she and then? She's in the gutter.
Yeah, and probably will when a better looking bird comes along. She'll be... thrown to the curb.
Because
the fact of the matter is, drug dealers like this guy Jordan's brother-in-law, whoever the hell he is, but he doesn't want him to be his brother-in-law. They are scum of the earth. They are absolutely scum of the earth.
Money's not everything.
I agree, but that is, sadly, that's one of the things that attracted Jordan's sister to this scumbag.
Yeah, but then she keeps saying he's not a bad person. So has she not got the reality in her head that? Okay, what happens if he deals bad and someone dies from it? How's she going to feel then? Oh, sure.
They decide not my fella's fault and all like that. But they
yeah,
don't.
He still
they
has bloody chance here.
Drug dealers, and we've interviewed some in the past.
They don't say exactly.
No,
they distance themselves
from the damage they do. They believe they're providing a service.
You just said they are.
Well, they are. It is a service. It's a horrible service, but it's a service. Whatever you any, it is providing a service. Just not
like no matter what we talk about drugs, there'll always be two-sided opinion. No matter, everyone has their own opinion and all like that, whatever. But it's just that the victim, like, I mean, she's so wrapped up in it all now.
Let me ask you, she is going to get a kick up
the backside eventually, but when that'll happen?
Let me ask you, Susan, what is it, do you think, that attracts some, and very few, but some women like this guy?
It's not very few. It's the lifestyle.
You look, they know that they're going to have a great lifestyle ever.
Yeah, you look, Adrian, if you think it's only a few women, you look at all these drug dealers, they're all driving fancy cars, they all have women on their arm who know what they're doing for a living, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that any woman can be in a relationship with someone and not know what they do for a living. You know, what do you do for a living? I'm out selling carpet at 12 o'clock at night from my car. No,
It is a very sad situation. And I don't know when she's ever going to wake up and realise, okay, well, I'm doing something wrong. I've lost my family because what happens when he leaves me? I'll have no one. You know what I mean? No one knows when that day is going to come.
Okay, so
it is going to come eventually to her.
Anybody listening to us like this, this guy Jordan's sister, or anybody who is dating...
He's only doing what a family member would do, is look out for his sister. Like he could turn in and say, well, F you, I don't care now. But he's looking out for her because he's probably seen the reality what her could cause. But as I said a few minutes ago, if it all goes wrong and he owes money, they could turn on her family. Like her mom, her dad, her brothers, her sisters, her niece, her nephews. They're going to get caught up in this mess, which is so sad. The reality of it all, like that, it could all go pear-shaped and they could end up taking it out on them because if they owe money, but he owed the chap that she's with owes money and they know she's with him.
Do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second, Susan, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626.
It's amazing how many people are upset, and no, I don't mind people being upset with my opinion. If I had a euro for every time I have to say this, I'd have a huge tax bill this year, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If I had a euro for every time. But the amount of people that tune into this podcast and then get a little upset because they hear either my opinion or your opinion. I mean, yesterday, I believe they were upset with your opinion.
Correct, yep.
Every day you're all upset with someone. Stop listening to a podcast called Opinions Matter if you're going to be... If you don't like opinions. That is my opinion. Now, if you want me to lie about it and make up an opinion because you'd all feel better about that because it's an opinion you agree with, actually grow the hell up, will you, the lot of you? I'm upset because Jeremy's opinion doesn't suit my opinion. Oh my God, the grown man.
Okay, so I want to just summarise again your opinion.
You don't need to. It's not about my opinion.
Well, it actually is, because you're the one that's pissed people off today. Summarise, please, your opinion on this situation with Jordan and his sister and Mammy and Daddy not talking to the sister.
I would be disgusted, horrified, scared, apprehensive if anybody from my family was going out with a drug dealer, okay? Drug dealers are scumbags. I said that as well. They do provide a service to a lot of you who take drugs. You probably don't get the drugs directly from the drug dealer because, that's too murky. That's too murky a job for you to pull up to the drug dealer's car. But you get them from a contact who you all have in your phone. I mean, where do you get your cannabis and cocaine at the weekend? From it all comes from a drug dealer, you know. So when you buy drugs, you are.
So what you're really saying is
you are contributing to
what you're really saying is if you have ever bought drugs from a drug dealer,
you're part of the problem. Yeah.
You have no right to condemn these people for doing what they do.
100%. And if you can't see the hypocrisy, then I can't help you. I'm sorry,
Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you, all right?
Good, thanks, Sean. Sean, did you ever take drugs in your life?
Can I just say something, Adrian? Look at, that guy, there's another figure from Fitness. I'm not going to name names. He's a muscular figure. These guys have 3, 4, 5, 6 children, 3 or 4 different women. What I'll say about the bad boy is a lot of girls, they love the bad boy. I will say when the bad boy turns on them, it's inevitable. It's the lifestyle, the coke, fancy cars, the weed, any of these figures, multiple women hanging out with me. It's unreal. I see it every day.
And what do you think the attraction is? Why do you think that some women are drawn to the lifestyle, drawn to a bad boy who deals drugs? What is the attraction?
It's a certain type of woman in the beginning. It's kind of... You know, you're Jurlo, and she's young, and she's impressionable. It's the excitement. It's never quite known where you stand. It's not maybe always applying to your WhatsApp. It's the competition that you may have with a few other girls interested. It's the money aspect. And then that's the good side of it. And then the cheating starts and the co- coke and all of this. As I said, there's a guy from Fingus, I can't name names obviously, but he's a muscular figure, recently released from jail. He has 4 children with 3 different women, and he's not even, he'd be 27.
And like I said, I'm aware it happens. I'm aware these guys, these drug dealers have no shortage of women hanging out with them. I've always been amazed that some women who actually seem like decent people end up shacking up with these drug dealers. But let me go back to the point that Jeremy was making. If you've ever consumed an illegal drug or purchased an illegal drug, then you're an absolute hypocrite and you've no right to condemn drug dealers. What do you say to that?
I'd say it's probably certainly an element of truth in it. Obviously, cocaine at the minute through the roof. So if you consume cocaine daily, weekends, whenever, when you're out and about, you're probably part of the problem. But just going back to what I was saying, the girl I know, her, famous, really pretty, this drug dealer scumbag boyfriend battered her there 6 months ago. This girl, as I said, 10 out of 10, really pretty. They're back together the last 2 months now, and she's pregnant again from him, and he would have several different kids scattered all over the place. It's the pull of the whole bad boy, you know what I mean? It's the hold they have over these women, unbelievable. Like, it's the normal guy who works 9 to 5, you know what I mean? You couldn't get one girlfriend. These guys, multiple girlfriends, and they treat them like crap, and they run back every single time, and that's it. There's no explanation. We could be here all day trying to find out the pull, but it's like a drug to these girls, you know what I mean? It's friends, family, completely can't help. It's like a trance. Crazy.
All right, Sean, do me a favour. Hang on the line there for 1 second, yes, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, and Trevor, I'll talk to you in just a moment.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Well, for starty, boys.
Trevor, Jeremy is saying if you've ever in your life consumed any type of an illegal drug, you have no right to condemn drug dealers.
100% agree with him. Oh, sorry. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, lads, I can't say that out loud again.
So you're just vomiting after saying that you 100% agree with Jeremy.
Jesus Christ, that left a horrible taste in your mouth, agreeing with Jeremy there.
So, he's basically arguing if you've ever taken a drug in your life, then you can't condemn drug dealers as being scumbags. You agree with that?
Well, yeah, it's kind of double-sided, isn't it? Because if you're willingly buying or taking an illegal substance, how can you judge them if you're providing their money?
Okay, but what about everybody else who hasn't done any of that, hasn't taken illegal drugs? Surely they're entitled to say, I do not want my family member dating this drug dealer.
If you're 100% clean, then yeah, you might be able to say that, but if you've never touched an illegal substance, then no, you shouldn't have the right to open your mouth about it.
No right at all, if you've ever taken a drug. Sorry, Sean, the point, the question that I asked you at the very start of our conversation was, have you ever taken an illegal drug in your life? If so, there you can't condemn a drug dealer.
Absolutely, I actually agree with that 100%. It's the hard truth that you might want to agree with, but inevitably it's true. You know what I mean? It is true.
And I'm assuming then you've never taken an illegal drug?
Smoked a bit of weed, wasn't for me, and that was it.
And that was it, that was the end of that.
Coke, I know, inside knowledge, coke, rife, and it's coke all the way now at the moment. Massive.
Okay, so Trevor, how would you feel then if a member of your... Well, actually, I'll ask you the same question first. Have you ever taken an illegal drug in your life?
Nope.
No, okay. How would you feel, and can you understand where Jordan is coming from, him and the parents just not happy at all with his sister going out with this drug dealer for 8 months?
Fully support his parents, Adrian, to be honest. I've told during a podcast before that if my children ever came home with a bang of weed or anything in their pockets, they'd be going out the front door and I don't give a shit what age they are. because at the end of the day, show me a family that's involved in drugs and show me a family that in that same situation that hasn't had trouble brought to the door. You can't. It's not possible.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
So why would you want your child to be in any way in contact with someone like that?
I've just gotten a message, actually, Trevor. Bear with me for 1 second. I've just gotten a message in on WhatsApp. And
sorry, JJ, is he coming on? Sorry, do you want... He's answered the phone. Do you want him on?
Do I want this prick on? No, yeah. Not really, no.
Why not? It's opinions matter.
Well, go on, put him on then.
Sorry, JJ, is he actually willing to come on? Yes. Okay, no, ring him. But read out the message first. Okay. Why didn't you want him on, by the way?
Just have a listen to the message. Hang on there for a second, Trevor. Adrian Kennedy... you'd want to watch your effing mouth, what you're saying about, and he gives a name, which does correspond with the name of the guy that we're talking about, because we got his name earlier. That my cousin, and he's the, I'm just reading it out as it is. I'm reading it out verbatim, okay?
Start it again.
What?
Start it from the start there.
Okay. Aidan Kennedy, Adrian Kennedy, you'd want to watch your effing mouth what you're saying about, and the gobshite goes and gives this fella's name. That my cousin, and he's the nicest fella you could meet, would never harm anyone, and you probably brought off him before, you dope. It's a fact.
So what does that mean, you probably brought off him?
I assume he means bought off
bought.
Him.
Okay. JJ, get him on.
You've probably brought off him before, you dope. It's a fact. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a fact you've been up in Sheepmoor looking for white. You'd want to watch who you speak about and shut your mouth because you don't know what you're talking about. Brave man on your little radio show, you pox.
No, you sacked from his radio show, you pox. I'm joking, he wasn't sacked.
So, Adrian Kennedy.
Maybe there was someone called Adrian Kennedy up in Sheepmoor. Where's Sheepmoor, by the way?
Blanche direction.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe there was someone called Aidan. What's it?
Adrian Kennedy.
Oh, fine.
Okay, this just summarizes this conversation for me, yeah? And no, I don't want to talk to him. Absolute
Tenery won't
jumped up
no,
prick.
No, and we're getting bets here now. Tenery won't go on. JJ, put him on. Ring him now. I want to win these bets. How are these people going to send us money now when we win the bet?
Anyway, is gobshites like this are the sort of people he's talking about. That's my cousin. Nobody wants to be associated with scum like you. I don't do drugs. I've never done drugs. The only drug I do is alcohol, and probably shouldn't be doing that either. But I've never been up in Sheepmoor buying any white off anybody.
You weren't up in Sheepmoor buying John Player Blue back when you smoked?
No. No, or I haven't been up in Sheepmoor buying a bottle of Bacardi either. So, seriously, you absolute clown. Do these people not realise that you can't be making accusations or allegations like this against people that just aren't true? It's just not true.
But I think any of our listeners that listen to the show know you weren't up in Sheepmoor buying the white.
Well, they don't know that. They don't know for certain that I wasn't. I'm telling you I wasn't, but...
And can I just say, I can verify that I've known that man 25, 30 years?
Too long. More years than I care to remember.
What does that even mean? That doesn't even make sense. And I've never seen you take it. We've been in Ibiza several times.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even suck a hash lolly in Ibiza.
No.
I've never seen you taking any illegal drug. And it's hard enough to get a pint out of that man or a round of drink. So I don't think you spend the money on the bag of whey up in Sheepmoor. We should drive up there afterwards.
What, up to Sheepmoor?
Well, yeah.
I'm there every night buying a bag of white.
Jeez, you're going through a bag of nice.
A bag of nice, yeah. Jesus. Can't get enough
of
the stuff.
Some nose to start up.
Trev, what do you make of Muppets like this sending messages like that? Shut your mouth, you don't know what you're talking about.
I love that this upstanding citizen is texting you, threatening you that his cousin is the nicest person on earth, but yet sells fucking misery, pain and heartache to families all over Dublin. Yeah, upstanding citizen. Oh, you fucking numpty poxball.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Fair play to you. Hang on there for a second. I want to bring in just a couple more calls. Another one? Another Trevor? Two Trevors? Who knew?
Yeah.
How are you, Trevor?
Not too bad myself, guys.
You sound nearly like the other Trevor. But anyway, how are you, Trevor? What did you want to say on this?
Right, being honest with you, in terms of the whole drug dealing situation, like, being honest, yeah, we know people that sell cocaine and all that, yeah? But there's one or two that they sell weed, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, in this country that we're in, it's illegal to have cannabis.
Correct.
But what the government doesn't really take into consideration is the amount of people with epilepsy and all that it actually helps. So painting all drug dealers with the same brush is kind of a bit too far up their own ass, if you get me.
You see, the fact of the matter is that somebody who is using cannabis for medicinal reasons, and there are many people who do take it for medicinal reasons, some people taking it for medicinal reasons are licensed to do so, are allowed to legally import it into the country. Most people, though, using it for medicinal purposes are buying it off drug dealers. But you're saying what? These guys providing this...
I'm saying not to paint all drug dealers with the same brush, because the lads that are just selling a bit of weed, like, it's weird. But I agree, the scumbags that are going around selling coke and heroin and crack and all, they should be more clamped down on. And,
have you ever done a hard drug, Trev?
Being honest, I'm a recovering addict from cocaine, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, okay. When you were taking, are you still taking cocaine or have you stopped?
No, I'm completely clear.
I'm delighted to hear that. When you were taking cocaine, were you buying it from a dealer or where were you getting it from?
Yeah.
And
being honest, now that I'm clean and sober, I'm looking back and I'm thinking, the guy's giving me money away for people to run my lives. You get me?
And I obviously don't want the name of the dealer that you were buying the coke off, but when you were buying the coke from that dealer, directly from the dealer, was that dealer a dangerous person? Like, were you afraid of him? Were you afraid that if you didn't pay him back, you'd end up in...
Well, being honest, I always used to pay cash for my stuff.
How much were you paying a week on cocaine?
Being honest, in the height of my addiction, I was spending up to €800 a week.
Jesus.
On cocaine.
Oh my God. That's not...
Being honest, I think the stuff never should have been invented.
Okay, but unfortunately it has been and was. So let me ask you then, you're saying don't brand or put all drug dealers in the same category. Some are providing a service to people who might be taking cannabis for medicinal reasons. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But let me ask you then.
If it was more easier to get it on the license and get it the proper way, I think there'd be a lot more people that wouldn't be going to the street dealers.
I agree, and I think that a whole system of licensing cannabis for medicinal use should be improved. I agree with you on that wholeheartedly. But let me ask you then, so that's your attitude towards somebody who might be providing cannabis to a woman with chronic arthritis and it relieves her pain. What is your attitude to a drug dealer who is providing £800 a week worth of cocaine to somebody like you?
Well, honestly, I think they should be locked up in the key town away. Because the amount of people's lives I've seen that have been around by cocaine and to lose their heroin and crack and tablets and that.
The guy who you were paying £800 a week for the bag of white, which is a lot of money to come up. How did you come up with £800 a week, by the way? How do you come up with that?
Man, honest, I was working construction at the time, so...
Jesus. And do you, when you look back at that dealer, do you say to yourself, he ruined my life, or do you say he was just providing me with the drugs that I would have got them somewhere else if he hadn't given them to me?
Being honest, I made the wrong decisions and I first started taking it, but he was just feeding a life-changing habit.
And what, should he have said, no, Trev, you can't have the drugs today, I'm worried that you're slipping into addiction? No.
No, being honest, he shouldn't say it. Simple.
No more than a barman doesn't stop serving somebody who might be an alcoholic. They'll serve the alcoholic, even though he's slipped into alcoholism. So again, I heard what you said about
being honest, I think coke should be completely wiped off. I don't agree with coke dealers anymore, the same way I don't agree with them selling other drugs. The weed I can kind of understand for medical purposes, but that's a whole different story, you get me?
It sounds like your addiction, which was quite severe, destroyed a whole period of your life.
Being honest, I ended up in a coma over the stuff. I ended up snorting an ounce of pure cocaine in one night, and a friend of mine found me in a ditch.
What would you say? I was mentioning earlier, Trev, I was mentioning the amount of people that do cocaine. People thought I was mad. They said I'm exaggerating. But the amount of people that are doing cocaine in Dublin at a weekend on a recreational basis going out. Some people can't even go out to a nightclub or a pub without doing a couple of lines. And I was saying to them that they are literally funding and lining the pockets of drug dealers, and they're just as bad. What would you say to that? Are they? Do you believe?
Well, being honest, these people, like, the way I started off on cocaine, I started off with a sniff here and there. But then, like, as once, like, if people, each to their own when it comes to, like, recreational use, but when it starts affecting other people's lives and starts causing problems, then I really don't know, but you best start, like, I, as a recovering addict, like, I think... Well,
was the drug dealer that you bought off a nasty bit of work or an alright head?
Being honest, he was already being honest with me. But there were some stories I'd heard.
Okay. This fella that sent the message, now I'm only going to give out his first name, Trev, because you'd know more than me do. Curtis is his name. And he's basically, well, it's threatened. He's threatened Adrian for speaking up about the drug dealer in Dublin 15.
Made false allegations about my drug habit.
Adrian is joking about it. Should Adrian be worried when he gets a message from a drug dealer's cousin saying, you better not talk bad about my cousin?
Well, being honest, in that stage, I don't know this person or anything, but there can be nasty heads out there.
Yeah.
Well, again, I want to clarify that I have never... Well,
you chose to read out the message. You didn't have to read it.
No, I know that. No, I'm reading out the message. You just highlight what...
He's on line one.
Yeah, he's on line one. Okay. What's his name? Curtis. Curtis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Curtis? He's on line one, is he, Jeremy?
Hey, JJ, what line is he on? Yeah, he is.
Curtis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Curtis? It's a waste of my time. That's the sort of... idiot you're dealing
with. Curtis.
Her. No, he's not there.
And I wonder why he holds on. Did you get the joke?
No.
Tears in.
No, I didn't
Curtis,
get the joke.
Who's a singer?
Curtis doesn't want to talk to me. I told you he wouldn't talk. Moron. But absolute clown. I'll watch me back when I'm up in Sheepmore the next time buying me bag of white. Okay? I'll watch me back.
I'm joking aside, Trevor. JJ, try and get him back on.
To you, no, you won't try and get him back on again.
Trev, all joking aside, I'm very... Anybody that I hear who's gone through addiction and come out the other side and you're trying to get your life back together, and you have a woman now as well, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Good man.
You're
being honest, she's after challenging me bloody life around, lads. I'll tell you that.
That's brilliant. Trev, I wish you well. And appreciate you talking to us on the podcast today. Thanks very much indeed.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Trevor, of a man.
Absolutely. And for the other clown, I don't really want to talk to you at all. I never really want to talk to you.
I'm always critical of drug addicts.
I'll be watching me back in Sheepmore buying me a bag of white. Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next episode of OM.